Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, welcome to Business Resolutions, your host Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Dr. Jose Raul Montes Pagan, a ophthalmologist and ocular plastic surgeon. I got it right, huh?
Jose Yes, Raul? Yes, yes. Hi. Jose, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Jose Raul and I are on a fideicomiso, a trust with the Supreme Court of Puerto Rico, the Historical Tribunal Supremo. And we've had now, I've been about a year and a half, and we've gotten to know each other from that particular venue. We meet about three times or four times a year. And little by little, we get to know each other beyond what we do with the Fundación, the Fideicomiso. And I noticed Cerro was traveling all the time. And I got curious as to where was he was going to Switzerland, he was going to Brazil, he was going to Italy, all over the world giving conferences. And so my curiosity was piqued, and what is he involved with? And so you could summarize for us most of these conferences. Of course, you are an eye surgeon around the eyes, a plastic surgeon around the eyes is what basically you specialize in. Is that a good summary or?
Well, I think, yeah, that's a precise summary. I can add to that that basically my specialty or subspecialty is within eye surgery. Ophthalmology is one of the seven subspecialties that exist in the ophthalmology field, and it's called oculoplastic surgery. And basically, when we talk or we refer to oculoplastic surgery, we are basically talking about three main structures in the face. One of them is the eyelids. The other one is the orbit or the socket where the eye is allocated in, and the lacrimal system. So this is basically a subspecialty in medicine that deals with functional disorders related to that very specific anatomic part of the face. And it may probably sound such a small area for such a big name, but you will probably be more surprised if you see at my library and you'll see hundreds of books only devoted to that specific area. And that's it. That's because there are many, many, many disorders in many types of patients in all ages and genders. Children's, mid adults, older adults, related to this area. So we basically have a lot of work.
And when you, let's say you divide, I just throwing this out at you, you have a disorder, I mean, which is a physical problem versus an aesthetic problem, where the person doesn't really have to have it. Surgery, but it's more aesthetic. What would you get into both kinds of surgeries, right?
Well, that's exactly the beauty of this field, and I think that it's probably the concept for which every single surgeon that works in this particular field abide. It's that we have to be as good to return function to a person, and when we do that, we have to do it in such a way that no one can say that we did it.
Right.
So that means that we have to achieve a perfect equilibrium between function and aesthetics. And when we're talking in a very specific area, such as the eyelid, and we all know that so many people are concerned about the eyelids because it's probably in the eye area, and this is published extensively. When you ask anyone to estimate the age or degree of fatigue of someone, people will look towards the eye area. So people are always concerned about if they are getting or developing droopy eyelids, if they are getting bags in the eyes. And some of these problems, they do, in fact, represent a functional problem for,
right.
those, for some patients, because they basically limit the ability or the capacity for these patients to see well. But in other patients, it's a purely cosmetic situation,
right.
in
right.
which they want to look better, they want to look fresh, younger, less tired.
And the baggy eye, that's that can be also functional, or that's always aesthetic?
Well, it's very hard to prove that bags, or what we call, you know, the baggy lids, which we refer to the lower lid area, it's a functional problem. In some cases in which the degree of this herniation of soft tissue or fat is so big, the patient may claim that when they look down in the reading position,
mm-hmm.
that sort of interferes with their visual field. But I would say that 99.9% of the time, this is a cosmetic issue.
Yeah, I saw on your website some before and after, just extraordinary. I mean, the changes, they say, so as you say, the key is that you cannot notice that there's been an intervention whatsoever in terms of correcting the functional or the aesthetic or the combination. As we, you know, really, really, really impressed with that, those pictures that I saw
yeah.
on the website.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know why? Because when we are dealing with the lower lid, or what people call our lower lid bags, the approach that we use is internal. So every incision, it's made in
wow.
the internal tissues. So there are no external incisions.
Wow.
So no one can tell that the person had a surgery. So that's what actually this subspecialty has given me, that edge to be dealing with such problems
right.
in a way that I can solve them within structures very close to the eye, because I have, during my training, I first specialize in all eye conditions. So I know every single condition that might be a contraindication for these type of procedures. And when we realize these type of procedures, I mean, once you learn them, and you do it well, I mean, I do it, you know, hundreds of them every year, or and many every month. You always have to be prepared for once in a while to have, you know, a small complication. And I think the beauty or it's to deal with this in such a way that, you know, that result into a good outcome for the patient.
And of course, it's plastic surgery, and you're an ophthalmologist and you're a surgeon. You also, you know, you deal with all aspects. If I went to you because I had a loose retina or cataracts, or you deal with everything, or you basically you subspecialize, and then you don't get involved and just refer to other people, other kinds of eye surgery.
No, I don't. I basically limit my work at the surgery room and in my office to the things that I have been specialized in and that I know that I can do better than anyone else.
Okay, okay.
For other eye conditions, of course, as an ophthalmologist, I can diagnose them.
Right.
And I can refer to my peers, colleagues.
Right.
If you have a retina problem, of course, I will refer you to a retina specialist.
Right, right.
If you have a problem of strabism, I probably refer you to my pediatric ophthalmologist. And so, you know, in ophthalmologists, you know, we are fortunate because we have 7 subspecialties dealing with very specific conditions in this area. And we are fortunate, and I can say that without any doubt, that here in Puerto Rico, we have top specialists in every single field.
We'll get to why that happens. Let me take a break. I'm with Jose Raul Montes Pagan, doctor, an ophthalmologist, an ocular plastic surgeon. So we'll be right back after this pause.